Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm writing today's community comment as I fly around the world with my job as an Air Force Reserve pilot. As a cargo pilot, I fly with a small crew, moving troops and equipment across the globe supporting the U.S. military. The job involves punishingly long days, tortured sleep schedules, and dealing with the often comically inefficient military bureaucracy. Despite the obstacles, I still enjoy putting on the uniform and flying missions because of the great people I get to work with. Like many veterans, I've found the camaraderie and sense of purpose the military provides to be something unique. Getting out of active duty can be a disorienting experience, especially in today's culture, with our large military-civilian divide. How would you define that divide? Well, it can be defined as the growing experiential, cultural, and social gulf between service members, veterans, and civilians. Today's military is smaller than in the past, with large consolidated bases mainly in the middle of the country. Add to that that the long wars of the last 20 years were fought by the same relatively small group of people deploying again and again, meaning that large populations on the coasts have often had little to no interaction with any service members. Civilian interest in our conflicts has also slowly faded as politicians never raised taxes to pay for the conflicts, ensuring the general public has had little skin in the game. All this has led to a growing divide and left many veterans feeling isolated when they leave the service. Another aspect of the military-civilian divide is the lack of community in society today. Military service is a team sport, while our culture emphasizes individuality. Participation in civic life and community activities is down across the U.S., while time spent alone on devices has only gone up. The author Sebastian Younger writes about this in his book Tribe, suggesting that veteran struggles to reintegrate into society are more an indication of a troubled society rather than a flaw with the veterans themselves. My military experience continues to remind me it's not material wealth or comfort that makes us happy. It's being a part of a community and serving a bigger purpose. That doesn't have to be unique to the military. I'd encourage everyone to get involved here in Humboldt, building community and being a part of something bigger than yourself. If you're a veteran and looking for ways to get involved, there's many great veterans groups here locally and many more organizations that could benefit from your unique talents and experience in the military. Veterans will continue to play an important role in teaching our society ways to come together to serve the greater good. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.